good news of Jesus comes to us in the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them down. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Especially, he says, in a modern world which presents What does the Christian faith have to say to a world of greater individualism and self-authorship? To begin with, he writes, the Christian story says that to be human is to belong. To be a person is to live in relationship with our Creator, with one another, with the wider created world that God has made. Here's the part that he writes, which is so pertinent for today, Trinity Sunday. He says, the Christian confession of God itself is profoundly communal. God is not understood to be a solitary monad or an isolated individual. God is confessed to be a relationship. Three together as one, and one as three. The very names that Scripture gives to describe God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are all relational names. The ancient word for Trinity, that word perichoresis, has been translated as whirl, rotation, or even circulation around the neighborhood. As three in one, God exists as a community of sharing. Not closed in on God's self, but outward reaching to all the world. Circulation. The story of Scripture is a confession that this triune God meets us where we are. It is a God who circulates around our neighborhood of love, not just existing somewhere off in a fairy tale heaven. He confesses Jesus was not merely a wise teacher, a prophet, or a sage, but as true God from true God, Jesus most sure fully shared God's life and fully experienced human life. Birth, fear, suffering, even death. And that the Holy Spirit, as Jesus talked about in today's gospel lesson, is a personal presence who makes God knowable to us in ways that we can never imagine. Trinity is the Christian way of describing a God involved in human affairs, who transcends the world and ultimate history, and yet also comes to live, dwell, and harvest. It's good that we have a Sunday every year to remind us of the nature of the God. But more than that, it is here to remind us of this miracle. That through our baptism, as Jesus himself instructed in Matthew 28, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we are invited by grace to be part of God's relationship. We are invited to be part of that relationship of love, Father, Son, baptism, we are adopted to be children of God, Scripture tells us. We are made sisters and brothers of Jesus. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We become part of that divine relationship, that dance of love. Restored to that which we were originally made to be, created in God's image, Genesis tells us. To look around, it's easy to see we are all unique persons, very unique individuals. But through our baptism into Christ, we who are many, Paul says, have been made one. Not just three in one, but many in one. And we reflect the miracle that is God We are blessed to also celebrate our understanding of Christian vocation. Now is the time to find those parts that have been tucked away somewhere. Christian vocation reminds us that no matter what our unique roles or stages of life, we all share one holy calling in God from other children. 1 John 4 tells us clearly, God is love. And just as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are united in love and the mission of sharing that love with the world, so too we can become one in our calling and purpose of life. Our calling, our vocation as Christians is to participate in the life and work of God. To share the love which is God. In every place we go, in every role we live, in everything we are called to do each and every day. One of the greatest emphasis and contributions of Martin Luther and the 16th century reformers was this, that God had not, as some thought, divided humanity into two camps. Those who are called to religious holy professions, like nuns and priests and so forth, and everyone else who was left out doing the unholy everyday work of life. No, Luther says Scripture talks about this. That all of us, no matter what our roles, what our callings, what our daily work, no matter what stage of life we are in, are called to holy tasks. For we all share one vocation. To participate in the work of sharing and showing God's love to others. Whether that be a customer, a co-worker, a teammate, someone who lives in our neighborhood, or our home, whoever it is that's part of our neighborhood. So a few weeks ago, we were doing an adult milestone called Christian Vocation. And at that milestone, we were all this week, I'm told the popular TV series Dancing with the also a voice, I think. In the series Dancing with the Stars, there are these somewhat awkward celebrities. Rugby football players, T-Fill authors, female sports pastors, even some ones in past seasons like 80-year-old former astronaut Buzz Aldrin. And each of these celebrities is partnered with a professional dancer to compete in the dance contest. One of the judges said, the whole key to dancing is being able to move as one with your partner, as if you are mysteriously connected to them by the way. What a beautiful image for Trinity Sunday. That God has taken awkward human beings like you and me, who may or may not have any talent. God has taken awkward human beings like us and invited us to be part of His even at the point of placing our feet on top and letting God do all the moving. We have been invited in this gift of Trinity to be partners of God and dance. And our partners are the greatest stars of all. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like little preschool children joining hands and laughing, with joy on our faces, and God's love warming our hearts, we have been invited to dance with God. In all these places, we share God's love. Love God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.